So this is the report, the highlights. Are we? It's still January, isn't it? So is this report for the month of January so far? Oh, for December, is it? Okay. So really good reports here. If I put my glasses on, I'll be able to read them. We've actually, honestly, we had a great year. I think, Josh, have I got it right that between foundation, provision for the house, the income for foundation and provision for the house was like $3 million between, and then with a significant donation, I think it's 3.1. Does that sound about right? Three. Come on, give God a hand for that. For foundation, provision for the house, last year, and actually it's kind of what I want to do tonight, because this Sunday is Vision Sunday, and I'm really going to, I'm so inspired for Vision Sunday. My message is probably 80% written, but the problem is I need to reduce it some, because I've got so much stuff in there that I need to actually just make sure I, you know, length of time and everything. And it's all about what I feel God's putting into our heart for this year and what our future looks like as a church and as campuses. Matter of fact, we got this really cool video greeting we're going to show so everybody can see everybody. That's kind of, it was actually done on the 18th of, in January. It was our 18th anniversary as Pastoring Wave Church, and the other campuses other than this campus all did a video greeting. And so you get to see all the other campuses. We're going to show you that on Sunday. And we're going to talk about just really the thing that God's put in my heart is the church. And Matthew chapter 16, verse 13, Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. I still believe the church is the hope of the world. Do you believe that? I mean, don't get me wrong. I thank God for marriage counselors and programs. But there's nothing like the church, to get into a church, getting around other families who are married that just give you a great example and a model that you learn as much by observation and connection and family and community than you could ever get from a counselor. Everything, people say, well, Steve, you know, in terms of your leadership and everything else like that, and, you know, maybe some of the ability for business and, you know, leadership and speaking, man, you know, they might say some kind things about me, and some of it might be true. I'm not too sure I deserve all the praise, but that people give sometimes. But some of it might be true. But whatever I've learned about leadership, I've only ever learned by being in the church. Do you know what I mean? And I just believe there's nothing like the church. I really do. I believe it now more than I ever have. When I see what's happening in our nation, even right now, and just the breakdown and the separation and the bipolarization of so many things happening in our nation, I'm thinking there's nothing like the church. And we can talk about unity and all the rest of it, but I believe nothing is a greater unifier than the church. I believe it. You know, just relationships and learning how to do life well. And trust me, you've been around any church long enough, you're going to learn, you know, how to navigate relationships. You're going to learn how to live in a spirit of forgiveness. You're going to learn how to get a vision for your life. And I'm just curious, how many people here could honestly say that just by being part of this church, Wave Church, that you are a more equipped, better person today than you were before? Amen. I love that. I love the fact that the church really is the hope of the world. There's a great business guy in our church, and he's a dear friend of mine, and he's probably, I think if I got this right, I heard today that his company's like the seventh largest mortgage company in the United States. He would tell you, I'm not so sure I would take the credit, but he would tell you that the starting and the formation of the vision for that business came because he was just in this church and had the courage to go out and actually start the company that is now one of the most successful companies in the United States. But he learned it by being in the house. You with me here? I just believe in the church. I believe your marriage, your life, friendships, you know, your ministry, your friendships. There's nothing like the church. Would you agree? And the church truly is the hope of the world. And when I think about what Jesus said, he goes, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. In other words, there's a lot of things that you can put time, effort, energy, money into, that maybe hell will prevail against. But one thing you could never, ever put time, money, and effort and energy into that will be successful in terms of hell's endeavors is when you build the church. So for me, you know, as much as we joke around about our kids, I think, you know, by the grace of God, you know, our kids, you know, have been brought up in church. Our kids were 10, 8, and 5 when we came here. And I just think there's something powerful about a family and generationally being connected to the church. And we are living here today on the sacrifices of people who've gone before us. Amen. Here's what I do know for a fact. Whatever we do in a leadership environment, and I know some people would like to see this change, but the truth is I don't know that it's ever changed. But, you know, there's a principle called the 80-20 rule. You ever heard of it? That, and if I got it right, let's see if I can quote it right, but I think it's basically saying that 20% of the people do 80% of the work, or even the giving, the contribution. And I think to myself, as much as I would like that to be different, that is true. You with me here? And I think we probably at Wave Church see those numbers better than that. I think in terms of those percentages, I think we do better. But the bottom line is, here is what I call the soul of Wave Church. And this is not all the other campuses here tonight. We don't have North Carolina and, you know, and Wilson and Greenville. And we don't have Richmond here tonight. We don't have Los Angeles here tonight. But this is our campuses. We got our Seaboard family down there as well, which, you know, we're now spread out. And but the bottom line is, the Bible says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers." I believe that's true about our life. If our thinking is right, we can actually see success. Would you agree with that? Because the Bible says, being prospering, going to be good. I think your health and the ability for your life to prosper and to move forwards and be blessed actually is greatly connected to how you think for an individual. Would you agree with that? And it's true. If you're thinking poorly, then, you know, you'll never live an abundant life, because it's so connected to your soul. And your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. And I believe every church has a soul. And I believe the soul of every church isn't even the eldership, even though we need an eldership. It isn't even the staff, even though I do believe it includes the staff and the eldership. The real soul of a church isn't just even that group of people. It actually constitutes of the leaders, the workers, and the volunteers. And I think as the soul of the church goes, so goes the church. Just as much as your soul goes in your mind, your will, your emotions, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, your life and how it moves forwards is directly connected to your thought life. As a man thinks in his heart, Proverbs 3 verse 27, so is he. So we are the product of our thought life. We're not the product of our environment. Because if you can just get a good soul prospering, you can be a counterculture to your environment. You with me here? You're not just a product of how you were raised or what school you went to or what college you did or didn't go to. Because and all those things are good, don't get me wrong. But at the end of the day, you know, you can be highly educated but not have a prosperous soul. You with me here? You know, in actual fact, you can even have some degree of, you know, success in some areas of your life, but ultimately the longevity of prosperity and good health is always connected. Longevity, it's always connected to your soul. I believe that's true about a church. Do you believe that? Think about it. Beloved, I wish Wave Church, I pray above all things that the leadership of Wave Church prospers and is in good health, even as the thinking of the leadership is. You with me? As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Would you agree? So I think to me, it's so important that we get the right thoughts and the right culture and the right mentality. You know, like in leadership, what do I have to go to be a leader? Do I have to go to leadership training nights? No, you don't have to, but you don't have to be a leader either. The Bible says, serve the Lord with gladness. You know, what do I have to do? If I'm going to be a musician, do I have to come to rehearsals every Thursday night? No, you don't. But you don't have to be a musician. It's what do we get to do? And then think about the time, effort, energy, and investment we give into the church. It's the one thing that hell will never prevail against. You put your gifts, your talents, your time, your effort, your resources, you bring your family into the house of God, and hell will not prevail against it. Hell will come at you, but you'll still be standing at the end of it in Jesus' name. Amen? So if that, and I do believe that 20-80 rule is a true rule. I believe it's true in every walk of life and every, I serve on a number of different boards. I know how this works. I got Joe here, my good friend. He's nodding his head. He understands. I mean, we're in a company. I mean, how many employees are part of the company you work for? And you're quite involved in senior management. How many employees do you have? 4,000. There's a couple of employees there. Would you agree with that? That the soul of the organization really determines how well the company will go. It's like this. The old saying about Fort Knox. You know, if it used to be all the golds in Fort Knox. Is it still there, Joe? As far as we know. Yeah, you haven't checked lately. But if a rumor ever got out that there was, and this is the talk that was going back probably 20 years ago, if a rumor ever got out that there was no gold in Fort Knox, that it wasn't really there, that the economy would take a massive hit financially because of that. Because even if it wasn't true, the economy would still tank, because then the mentality of people was there is no gold. Isn't that amazing? So see, understand the importance of our thought life. Now, there can be all the gold that is in there, but if somehow people thought it wasn't there, even though it's there, the economy would still tank. Is that a true? Yeah, perception really determines so often of people's realities. And so for me, what's really important is we're always jealous for the soul of Wave Church. That we're always looking, how can we serve the Lord with gladness? And one of the ways we do it, and I'm going to finish with this simple thought, because I don't want to take away from all the other leadership soul training that we have to do here, is just this thought about our buy-in to Wave Foundation. And thank God, what a great way to finish last year. But as we've been in this now for 18 years, it's I know people say, yeah, I'm with you, I'm there, but I want to make sure that our soul is fresh every year, that we don't just do same-o. And I love, because here I am talking, if that 20-80 principles rule, truth be told, the lion's share of what will be done in Wave Church through the foundation will be 80% of the work will be done by you. That 20% will do 80% of the giving. You with me here? Which actually, and as that is true, and I don't know if the formulas, I've never crunched these numbers, but it probably is true, I think about it. If that is true, then really I don't need to talk too much about this on a Sunday. I just really need to talk to you. And that's good, because that means when we do Sundays, we can just make Sunday what we want Sunday to be. And that is about the unchurched person coming to church. But when I do have a moment to talk to you like this, it's not Sunday. It's not. This is a believer's meeting. This is a soul training meeting. You with me here? This is that kind of meeting. Now, we won't do this every month, but I do want to do it tonight. Just say to everybody, coming up soon, not this Sunday. This Sunday is Vision Sunday, and the vision is a lot more than money. You with me here? Now, we don't chase money. I believe money chases us. I honestly believe, Robert said it years ago, I've never forgotten it, and it was the most profound thing I've ever heard said. He goes, the money is in the fish's mouth. If you go after the fish, which Jesus said, I'll make you fishers of men, which is lost people. If you go after people, God will always provide the finances. Remember that story when they asked Jesus, did he pay his taxes? And poor old Peter, I think it was Peter, was it Peter? And Peter goes, well, of course he does. And actually, the question was about, to be biblically accurate, seeing how my scholar Mark Hopkins is sitting on the front row, actually, it wasn't just normal Caesar taxes to the Roman government. It was actually temple taxes was the question that they were asking about. So Peter would have been thinking about it. By the way, if Jesus is the Son of God, should he be paying temple tax? You know what I mean here? But I want you to, if you read the story, Peter goes, well, of course he does. Well, whatever happened in that story, Jesus just goes, Pete, listen, man, tell you what. Go down to the sea and go fishing. And when you catch the fish, open the fish's mouth. And not only will there be gold coins in the fish's mouth to pay my temple tax, but yours as well. In other words, he was trying to teach Peter something, that if you keep the focus of reaching the lost, God will always provide provision. Are you hearing me? So here's the simple thought. Sundays, we want to make sure it's about reaching lost people. But don't get me wrong. I want to give everybody the opportunity to participate in Foundation. But I'm talking to the people that are 20% of our church that will do 80% of the giving. So in this night tonight, can I just ask everybody to seriously again have a prosperous soul. And don't just be going, Wave Foundation, last year I was an army of faithful believer. I guess, do I have to be a centurion? You don't have to do anything. But our heart is for the house of God. And our time and our resource and our effort and our faith, I believe we ought to have a priority first for the kingdom of God. Amen? Never will I teach, and I don't think I have. Maybe at times I put different emphasis on certain things, but I'll never be a guy that says, empty your bank account. Have you ever heard me teach like that? I don't think I have. It's not me. That's not my... I don't even believe that's biblically... I mean, outside of God speaking here, do you know what I mean? Which is always the Trump, isn't it? The Trump card, that is, not Donald Trump. I'd take a check for him any day of the week. But the bottom line is that God speaks. This season's my life when God said, come on, give it up. Give everything. Just lay it on the altar. That's all good. But just the pattern of giving and generosity is to actually really have a financial plan for your life to move forwards. So that's not me, but I want to make sure that the kingdom is our priority, and that in this room, there's not a person in leadership that doesn't say, I'm in, Pastor. I believe in the mission and the vision, and we bring our tithe, and then we give offering. And the offering we'll give, for whatever else we give to, that we'll always see to it, that Way Foundation is one of those first priorities. Would you agree? At whatever capacity you're able to give, that we would do that. And I'm going to ask everybody here tonight, because I'm not asking, I promise you, I'm not taking pledge cards. I've put them out on the seats. I think we have. Have we done that? But I am asking you all to come, number one, to love church and to make sure that the kingdom is a priority, and to make sure that we, who are the soul of Wave Church, lead first. Would you agree? And that come, I think it's in 2 weeks' time, February the 12th, which is Valentine's Day. Is that right? Valentine's weekend. That our love is always for the house of God, and that we would all make a commitment to give to Foundation. And that is at whatever level you're able to give. Amen? And, you know, I was talking about it tonight. I was talking about, you know, somewhere, I think it was in the elders' meeting, that, you know, you're not giving more. Think about it. Just talk about your tithe for a minute. This is not, Foundation's not your tithe. Would you agree with that? But, you know, if you're earning $1 million a year and you're giving a tithe, or if you're earning $100,000 a year and you're giving a tithe, the person earning $1 million is not giving more in the eyes of God than the person earning $100,000. It's the tithe. You with me here? Sometimes, we were talking in the elders' meeting, it's about sometimes somebody likes to go around being a big shot. Man, I give a lot of money to the church, and because they're a successful business person, and they're in their own eyes, when someone talks like that, they're a big shot. Do you know what I mean? I'm a big shot, and they'd like to tell everybody, I'm a big shot. I give a lot. And I'm thinking, you have not given any more of your tithing than a single mum who brought her tithe. Amen? Would you agree with that? Like God doesn't go, oh, yay. He goes, yeah, that's right. That's what I expect. That's mine. Our giving starts after the tithe. Amen? So I'm going to ask you, everybody, seriously pray. Are you with me, church? Seaboard, you with me here? Norfolk, you with me here? Are you with me, Chesapeake? Are you got me here? I'm going to ask everybody to really take seriously, prayerfully, what could you believe God to give? One of the things I'm going to talk about on Sunday is the things that I really feel like God's put on my heart for this next 12 months. And, you know, I just felt like for me, the Lord's really, and I'm trying to answer the call of God that's on my life as pastor of Wave Church, but also the call of God in my life that's to be a blessing through Wave Church to the greater body of Christ. I just really felt like the Lord said to me, this season is a season. Now, I'll still be going to LA, I think 3 Sundays this year to invest into Wave LA, is to really travel far less on Sundays than I ever have in the 17 years. The first year I hardly traveled at all at Wave Church. But I'm looking forward to that, and I'm going to put my time and effort and energy for all the great campuses we've started. I want to put some time and effort into our Great Neck campus. So Great Neck, I'm sorry, you're going to see a whole lot more of me than you ever have. And I'll tell you, I'm doing that with the highest level of confidence that we've got Joe and Lauren down there in Seaboard. Seaboard, are you loving Joe and Lauren? I mean, amazing. And I'm going to announce a few things on Sunday, of things we'll be putting some ministry and preaching emphasis on for Vision Sunday. It's going to be awesome. But I'm really going to ask you, I'm going to finish up, my time's gone. Would you just take the time seriously to pray about what could you do? And would you make a commitment? Don't just wait for an offering to come by and just give. Well, what have we got this month? How much do I spare? But really be intentional and be as generous and as faith-filled as you possibly can. Does that sound good? You with me on that? Who's with me? Come on, say, I'm with you. You with me? Amen. So that's all I want to share. Let's just believe God. There's the foundation brochure. We went to a lot of effort to put this together to show you the vision of what we want to do this year. There's the pledge card, and there's 3 different areas you can contribute. You can be an army of faithful believer. You can be a centurion, or you can be a kingdom person. But remember, it's not about the biggest dollar amount. Amen. It's not about equal giving. It's equal sacrifice. Amen. So whatever you feel like you're able to do, can I just say thank you? And everything we've done, I think, Josh, did you say we still have a small, I think what we said, we're pretty well debt-free on Seaboard Road, but we will be debt-free on Seaboard Road sometime this year. There'll be no debt at all. The only mortgage debt we have is on Convention Center. That's a good debt, trust me. We're praying, we're doing everything we can to keep that reduced and paying that off continually. But the truth is, the net effect, have I got it right, Joe? There'll be no debt on any of our property at Seaboard, any of our building in Seaboard, any of our property here at Great Neck, any of our building of the Epicenter, and even Norfolk is all paid for, cash. I mean, and that's because of your generosity. And I guess I'm saying this, 18 years into it, I just don't want us to be laissez-faire with it. I don't want us just to be, yeah, it's another year at Wave Church. Well, what do we got this year? Let's keep the faith and the passion and the excitement. Matter of fact, this what night is it, Josh, this week? Is it this Thursday night, this Tuesday night? We're doing another moment to talk to our kingdom people who don't know much about the foundation, any of our kind of like centurions that are giving an amount. We're just having an information night about that. If you see yourself like that, would you let us know? We'd love to invite you just in case we haven't. And just what people say, I don't need to go, Steve. I've been coming for 17 years. I'm with you. And I go, I know you are, but your being there really helps others in the room. Does that make sense? And that's what I don't want to lose, that sense of who else can my leadership give example to? If we lose that, I feel the pressure. You hear me? It's like, oh dear God, I got to make sure we've got, you know, it's a way of saying, I'm with you. Amen? Sound good? Right. All right. So I think that's all we need. We report just good news all over. I didn't finish up reading all the stats. Just a good report, isn't it? Our website, amazing. What else? Is there anything else we need to report from the elders meeting? I don't think there is. You're looking forward to a good year? Yeah. Are you refreshed? Refreshed? Come on, I'm believing God this year will be a year of healing for people. I'm real, honestly, I when I was away, Sean and I every January go away for 10 days. And one of the things I really am believing God for in our church is distinct, unusual, amazing miracles for people's health, for people's families, for turnaround in people's lives. I'm just really, for your business, I'm really believing, who can believe with me for that? Amen? All right. Come on, let's all stand up. We don't do this a lot. We should do it more often. Can we hold hands across the aisles here? Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Zhenya Kasevich planted a church in Miami, Florida, and it's an English service and a Russian-speaking service. And think about that now, a Russian-speaking service, and there's an English service, and 100 people turned up. First Sunday, 100 people turned up to the English-speaking service, and 130 people turned up to the Russian-speaking service. This Sunday, just gone. And you know what? We've got financial investment in that church. We've been investing into them. Haven't you? That's awesome. Can we pray for each other? Father, we just pray this would be a year of miracles. Lord, we commit this year to you. Lord, in every aspect, not just in the finances of Wave Church through the foundation. Lord, I've talked about that tonight. I pray that you do move our hearts to stay the course, to stay involved. But Lord, I'm praying far more than that. I'm praying, Lord, for just an amazing year of miracles and breakthroughs and healing and, Lord, supernatural intervention and open doors. Lord, I thank you for the most amount of people ever saved in the history of our church. I thank you, Lord, for the presence of God so real on every worship service, on every meeting. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus for our devoted conference. Lord, let it be full of heaven. Lord, let the women's lives be changed and enlarged. Lord, we're just believing this year will be our best year ever, not just as a church for all that happens here on Sundays, but in our lives every day of the week. Lord, I'm believing God for favor of people to buy a home. I'm believing, Lord, for supernatural financial increase. I'm believing for turnarounds and families where turnarounds are needed. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that we will prosper and we will be in good health as our soul prospers in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, bless the person on our left. Bless the person on our right. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we speak the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow. And Lord, let everybody enjoy the Tim Tam Slam. Amen.